The trial of South African athlete Oscar Pistorius has entered its second week. Pistorius is charged with the premeditated murder of his girlfriend Reeva Steenkamp, who was shot four times in the early hours of February 14, 2013. If found guilty, the Paralympic gold medalist could receive a life sentence. While the trial has attracted widespread media attention thanks to the athlete's celebrity status, it also throws the spotlight on a deeper underlying issue of South African society, that of gun ownership and gun control. South Africa already has strict gun laws compared to other countries, but the murder rate is still alarmingly high, with roughly half the homicides attributed to firearms. Earlier, I spoke to our Johannesburg correspondent, Dagmar Witek, to get her take on gun violence and crime in South Africa.
What the Pistorius case really has triggered is refreshed calls for stricter gun controls, and it has once again raised questions about gender violence. According to official stats, 27 women are raped a day in South Africa, and every 8 hours, a woman is being shot and killed, in most cases by her partner. Now, the Pistorius case has given women groups and the NGO Gun Free South Africa, that have been around for years, the opportunity to raise their voices and be heard again. What Gun Free South Africa stresses, though, is that gun-related deaths have halved in the last 10 years, and they argue that that is because of the implementation of a well-thought-through Firearms Control Act in 2000. Nevertheless, they obviously argue for a gun-free South Africa.
Okay, but there are stats out there that do indicate that we're pretty far away from a gun-free South Africa. According to the website gunpolicy.org, there are an estimated 6 million privately owned firearms, both legal and illegal, in South Africa. And the estimated rate of gun ownership is put at around 13%, which is a rather average figure on the global scale, and far lower than the US, for instance. How many people do you know personally that have a gun, and why do they want one?
I don't think I'm really representative, as the majority of gun owners are white male South Africans. And within this group, it is the Afrikaans-speaking minority in which gun ownership is very high. Many of the men here in the past supported the apartheid system. One has to keep that in the back of the mind. It is often farm owners or white guys who hunt or simply enjoy shooting as a fun sport. Both groups I don't really mingle with. However, I do at least know two men who own a gun. One is a handyman and builder who, when fixing my place, constantly wore his gun under his belt and made it clear that one doesn't mess with him, as he is prepared to pull the trigger. He argued he has had too many robberies, that he is now constantly carrying the firearm as a means of self-protection. And the other one I know of is a family father who keeps the gun in a safe. He lives with his wife and two kids in a leafy, quite white suburb. I did not know about him owning a gun until his wife the other day said she felt very scared and was extremely worried about the gun in the house, as he threatened his wife and hit his children to the extent that she went to seek rescue somewhere else for a few days. The gun has since been removed for safety reasons, but I would not have suspected a gun in that house. My daughter has played there. It simply shows you how common but also unknown gun ownership is in South Africa. And the scary part is that the number of illegally obtained and owned guns is enormous, according to estimates. Evidence shows 18 people are shot every day, and there are several hundred armed robberies a day across the country.
Are there any precautions that you take in your own home or when you're traveling in South Africa? I mean, how safe do you feel there personally?
To be honest, I never really feel safe, because it can happen to you anywhere and everywhere. What do I do? First of all, it is vigilance, and then, well, I do have, like most people living in slightly more affluent suburbs, an electric fence, a high wall, and an alarm system. I have burglar bars on all windows that can be opened, and trailer doors. I lock and arm the house when we leave and at night when we're sleeping. I check that there is no one when reversing out of the garage. I keep the doors of the car locked. I have shatterproof windows, which will need quite a bit of force to be broken into. But I do not live, as so many South Africans, in a gated community like Pistorius, for instance, with extra security guards at the entrance and entry codes, etc. I do have two dogs, though, and they are also a bit for protection. But as I say, basically it can happen to you anytime, anywhere, in a shopping center, on the street, in the car, when driving out of the garage. There is really no security here that you can count on.
Now, this does sound like a completely different setup to your native Germany. How difficult was this change for you when you moved to South Africa?
Yeah, it was a change, of course, but I was aware of it. But I must admit, you really only become aware of it once you experience it. It's then when it becomes real. I know and I knew guns are an everyday reality in South Africa, but it was only really when I had a gun pulled out and pointed at my forehead at the very beginning when I came to live here over 10 years ago. That was in downtown Johannesburg on a Saturday afternoon. I'd been up to Africa's highest building to enjoy the view with a colleague. And this colleague then suggested to have a look around in the little mall across the street. So we crossed over and she already had the car keys in her hand as we meant to leave in the next moment. And then I sensed a group of young guys around us, and some of them pulled her handbag and she screamed and resisted, and I started running, trying to escape to the front, and two guys stopped me by standing in my way, and one pulled the gun, held it 10 centimeters away from my forehead and cocked it, and which made this sharp metal sound, and he shouted, "Stop, stop, stop, we'll shoot you. Where's your money? Where's your money? We want your money," and pressed me against the shop window whilst another guy searched me for my money. They took my phone and then they ran. Another incident that I came across that I had is, and that taught me, that there are men just walking the street with guns under their T-shirts was when moving into a new place. There were men offloading my belongings off a truck going in and out. When the next thing I heard, and I was inside, was a shot. And then a woman came running from two houses down and she fell in front of our house, bleeding badly. The two guys who just passed our house, just walking, attempted to hijack her in someone else's car. And as she didn't immediately comply, the guy shot her in the face. She unfortunately died 40 minutes later in front of our house whilst we were waiting for an ambulance. And the guys ran off.
Given these traumatic experiences, have you ever considered leaving South Africa?
I have considered leaving South Africa many times, but I felt I've got a reason to be here. I've got a family here that I started here with a South African, and in that respect, I also felt that I'm part of this society, and working from here as a journalist reporting about the situation also sort of gave me a feeling of meaningfully contributing to part of the change.
Mm. Now, it's no secret that South African crime statistics are rather alarming. Figures released by police last year put the average daily murder rate at 45. Just for context, the global average is estimated at about 8 per day. What do you think is going wrong in South Africa?
South Africa has a long history of oppression and violence inflicted on a majority of people. It started with colonialism and went on with apartheid. People in South Africa used force, very unjust and segregating laws, and often gun force to enforce their power. A lot of that pain inflicted, the anger and hate, has not been dealt with yet, and that is a potential threat for violence. In addition, apartheid kept education levels for black people low, and up to today, the education system is not great in South Africa, resulting in people who don't necessarily learn how to reason instead of using force.
But at the same time, apartheid ended 2 decades ago, and there's a new generation growing up now, which in theory at least has far more freedoms and opportunities. Isn't it time to move on?
Very true. But if what I just mentioned is not being dealt with, but swept under the carpet, as it is happening in South Africa, the frustration, anger, hurt and pain becomes intrinsic, and eventually one cannot trace its source anymore, and that's when it becomes really dangerous. And I believe that that is the situation we have currently in South Africa. However, the more poverty levels decrease and the better education gets, the more the situation will improve, I believe.